Assalamu alaikum. With God's help, we come here and we are very thankful for the honorable organization who will give us the privilege to speak here on this distinguished moment. Today is the day which is called Al-Quds Day, when the people mourning on the terrible situation happens in Jerusalem and in the entire Palestine. This is not only a mourning day for the Palestinians and for the all other good people who feel their pain, it's also a terrible day for the Jewish people who feel also very strongly the pain of the whole Palestinian people and of the whole entire Zionist movement. Today is also for us Jews a very big day. Today is the memorial day of our big grand rabbi. His name was Rabbi Joe Teitelbaum of blessed memory, the Satmar Rabbi, Grand Rabbi. He have educated thousands of his followers to be very strong opposed against the Zionist heretic movement. And he was fighting very strong against the Zionists. He got even sick when he heard the terrible rumor that the Zionists have became from the UN the right to create a state. And in every time he gives speeches for long years, he made many demonstrations in New York and in Washington against the Zionist heretic movement. Until today, very much Jews in the whole world, true to God, even in Palestine, are many Jews who suffer terrible from the Zionists, but they refuse to recognize them. They refuse to take any money from the government funds. They refuse to go in the military, in the IDF, even if the Zionists have put them in jail for them. So today, now is the time that we have to come to show to the world that we feel the pain of the Palestinians. You have to know that all creation of the Zionist state is a rebellion against God. It's a rebellion against humanity. All authentic rabbis from the Jewish people from 100 years ago, from the time when the Zionists have created their movement to go up in mass, to make the state there, and fight with them very strong. And the most thing you have to know is that Judaism and Zionism are diametrically opposite. Judaism is a believing in God, it's a religion. Zionism is a materialistic movement, not believing in God, not believing in humanity, against Jews and against all people in the world. Also, we have come in the exile by divine decree from God, who sent us in exile since the destruction of the Holy Temple. And God tell us that we have to live in exile, humble under every nation. So the Zionist creation of the state is a rebellion against God and a rebellion against humanity. And also, everybody knows, the fact is that Jews with the Arabs have lived very peaceful in all Arab countries. Ask your grandparents, they will all tell you the truth, that we live very peacefully in all Arab countries. They help us many times, and we are very thankful for the all distinguished Arab countries who help us many times during the long exile. Unfortunately, the Zionist animals come and they destroy the brotherhood, they destroy the peaceful living between us, and they have caused the many problems. They are the root cause of all problems in the Middle East today, because the creation of the state is a rebellion against God. Zionism is racism. Zionism is racism. And we come here to show that our hope to God is for the dismantlement of the so-called state of Israel. We know now they're talking in the UN about a Palestinian state. It's very good for the in first time, but not in the meantime, because it's not enough. According to the Jewish Torah, the whole state must be dismantled. And we hope to God that it should occur peacefully. And please, give over the message to your friends and relatives and cousins that Judaism, yes, Zionism, no, the state of Israel must go.
Judaism, yes, Zionism, no, the state of Israel must go.
Judaism, yes, Zionism, no,
the state of Israel must go.
We have many times come out in big crowds of people to show to the world that we are against the Zionism. But unfortunately, the mainstream media don't cover it. So you can do us the favor and cover it, give it over to all your relatives in the whole Arab lands and here, to all your cousins, your kids. You have to educate your kids like we educate our kids, that they should know that there's no animosity between Jews and Arabs. It's only the Zionists. Animals who create the animosity and the hatred, but they are not the representatives of Judaism. They are not, they can't speak in the name of Jewish people. They can't speak in the name of God. They make the big desecration of God's name. And we hope to God for the day when we will see the revelation of God's glory. Until then, we want to cry out to the world our pain. We feel the pain of the Palestinians, and we want to say to the world that all Palestine should be given back to the Palestinians.
Free, free, free Palestine. Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
To say, the Zionists came with the biggest lie in the world. They said to the world that they are entitled to have the Zionist enterprise, the government and the Holy Land, because the Holocaust. Let the world know the truth. The truth is that they have a big part in the Holocaust. They won the Holocaust. They won the all authentic Jews should be killed in Hungary and in other places because they know that the real Jews are against them and fighting them. So they want the all real Jews going to be killed in the gas chambers, so they should be able to make the state which is against Judaism and against God and against the whole humanity. So this is the biggest lie in the world when they came in the name of the Holocaust. We have lost our relatives, my grandparents were perished by the Holocaust, and I feel the Zionists, I accuse the Zionists for having a big part in the Holocaust and murdering my grandparents and the whole millions of Jewish people which can't be saved. We have many witnesses and documents on them. Only they destroy any hope to save the Jews. They destroy any hope to save them. So we want the world to know that this way big difference between Jews and Zionism. And again, I'd like to tell you in the first, Judaism, yes, Zionism, no, the state of Israel must go.
Judaism, yes, Zionism, no, the state of Israel got to go. Judaism, yes, Zionism, the state of Israel got to go. Judaism, yes, Zionism, the state of Israel got to go.
And of course, not only for the Jews they have made the Holocaust, today they're making the Holocaust for the Palestinians, and they have the guts to deny it. Don't deny the Holocaust you made to the Palestinians! And we hope to God for the dismantlement of the so-called state of Israel peacefully now, today. We pray every day for that, and then we can be all live together under the glory of God. And thank you. Assalamu alaikum.